Improvements are being made to the thruway near the North and South Grand Island bridges to accommodate a new cashless tolling system. Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray helped push the state to make the change.
The tolls created a barrier to economic progress, to our everyday life that was unreasonable.
McMurray says the new high-speed cashless system won't fix every traffic jam on the old bridges, but he says it's a step in the right direction for Western New Yorkers who rely on the bridges. According to the state, 65,000 vehicles pass through the Grand Island toll barriers every day. And McMurray says his long-term goal is to understand how much money is being generated.
Having a toll is not in and of itself offensive. If it's a reasonable toll, because we need to take care of those bridges, we need to do infrastructure improvements. But the problem I've always had is, how is the toll spent? And, you know, is there transparency? Is there accountability? And those are lingering questions that we need to have resolved. But I think when you're having this type of improvement or this type of achievement, I think it's hard to complain at the moment. But I do think in the long run, we need to have that discussion.
Once the old toll barriers are removed and the new cashless system is fully operational, it's expected to save drivers about 200 minutes a year. Work is expected to be complete in March of 2018. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.